I'm Adam Voss for High Plains Public Radio. This weekend, the Amarillo Symphony performs Reimaginings with guest artist Project Trio, a group who brings an eclectic flavor to various styles of music, not just classical music. The symphony's musical director, Giacomo Rafael Byros, joined me from our Amarillo studio to talk about the concert. Giacomo, I'd just like to ask you a little bit about the concert Reimaginings.
Well, we have a really exciting concert this weekend. It is what I like to say the apex of our season, especially with regards toward the vision I wanted to try to instill here with reinvention of what we already love with the symphony. And we decided to take West Side Story as the focal point, which is a reimagining sort of tale of Romeo and Juliet in a way. So we're taking that tale and juxtaposing it against this really exciting group, Project Trio. Now, Project Trio is a Brooklyn-based group that is made up of a double bass, a cello, and a flute. And you might think to yourself, okay, that's a pretty unusual and unique chamber music group, but it's very interesting because the bass is sort of the fundamental, of course, and then this flute, which can play melody, do all kinds of unique things, is on top. And then the cello, played by Eric Stevenson, is the bridge between it all. Sounds like a cello, plays notes like a cello, but also does like heavy metal type of sounds and sort of rock and roll sounds. And he just is very imaginative with what he can do on the cello. They're all quite imaginative. And the flutist, Greg Badia, this guy has, I want to say, and I could be wrong now because things change so fast, he has probably about 80 million hits on YouTube for his beatbox flute stuff he does. So I don't know. I just feel like this program is really the high point of our season. It really shows that we're excited about classical music and we want to get you excited about classical music. So we're going to step out of the box a little bit. And at the same time, we have a wonderful masterpiece on the second half that sort of is also reimagining.
So when I think of the Project Trio and what they have on YouTube, and then I compare that to the symphony, and I see a slight stylistic difference. And you mentioned some rock and roll metal sound coming from the various instruments in the Project Trio. Will I hear a lot of these metal sounds, or will the symphony meet the Project Trio, or does the Project Trio meet the symphony?
Yeah, so you're right. They have different genres that they live in. But the trick, what they do is they take all these forms, all these different art forms, combine them and put them into their classical music pieces that they wrote or arranged. So the way they meet with us is that they loosen up the orchestra a bit and we tighten them up a bit and we kind of meet in the middle. And it's just a really great fun thing that they do because they really get everyone energized. I mean, the room will be electric. The roof will shake. I mean, they're high energy, high octane. They speak from the stage. They scream from the stage. They just have a really good old time. But it's all grounded in this incredible form of classical technique. And that's what makes it so special.
Hey, last time I talked with you, you spoke a little bit about your vision for the symphony of kind of updating the symphony a little bit. Now, this concert is called Reimaginings. Is this the central concert, the apex of bringing that idea to the symphony? Is this the concert to see that idea?
Well, I will say that this is the most out of the box we're going with it. And I will say that this concert is really true to my heart and my spirit and my energy and my musical tastes. So I feel like while it's the apex of this sort of new reimagining of what a symphony orchestra can do, a 21st century American orchestra can be, I don't think it takes away from any of the other concerts because they all have something sort of unique. I would say that this concert sort of encapsulates all of it together, start to finish.
Well, Giacomo Byros, thank you for talking to me about Reimaginings this weekend.
Of course. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Giacomo Rafael Byros directs the Amarillo Symphony this weekend with guest artist Project Trio. When you go to the concert, you will hear a twist on Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf, Rossini's William Tell Overture, and Bernstein's West Side Story Symphonic Dances. The concert is called Reimaginings. The Amarillo Symphony performs tonight and Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Globe News Center for the Performing Arts in Amarillo. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Adam Voss.